In the fight against mosquitoes in the Keys, there are some indispensable tools. There's a dipper, essentially a plastic cup at the end of a stick, a flashlight for looking into the backs of plants and pots, and then there's a turkey baster.
Yeah, that's good for getting into bromeliads, which is, you know, a plant that holds water at the base of the leaf.
Carrie Atwood patrols 60 blocks of Old Town Key West, house by house, plant by plant.
And that would be an Aedes aegypti. You could tell by the way he swims.
Aedes aegypti is the mosquito that carries diseases like dengue fever and chikungunya. The Florida Keys Mosquito Control District has deployed domestic inspectors like Atwood since a 2009 outbreak of dengue. And it looks like it's working. The Keys haven't had a reported case of dengue in more than 4 years. There's never been a reported case of chikungunya here. Still, the agency that oversees mosquito control is planning to add a new high-tech weapon to its war on mosquitoes, genetic modification.
It's prevention.
Michael Doyle is the director of the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District.
If you're building a house, you put in a sprinkler system, not because the house is on fire right now, but at some point someone's going to drop a match or something's going to happen that could cause a fire.
The district still needs approval from the FDA before it can release genetically modified mosquitoes. That could come at any time. When it does, this would be the first release like it in the country. For a long time, the Keys have used aggressive tactics in one of the country's most challenging places to combat mosquitoes. And it's not just the Aedes aegypti, the kind of mosquitoes that carry dengue. Outside Key West, in the more rural areas of the Keys, mangroves and tidal pools breed billions of salt marsh mosquitoes all year.
It's one of the reasons that people didn't live much outside of Key West for centuries, really.
The district sends planes and helicopters to spray those areas with larvicide.
I did the math once. We cover an area from Key West to Bangor, Maine, each year, a football field wide. That's the surface area of water that grows mosquitoes.
Because of its small population and a large mosquito breeding territory, Keys residents pay the most per capita for mosquito control in Florida. More than 7 times as much as Pasco County, 100 times as much as Orange County. Compared to Miami-Dade, the closest neighbor, the Keys pay 280 times more per person.
We grow more mosquitoes per capita than anywhere else in the state, probably the country.
Michael Doyle says that's why his agency is open to new ideas for beating back the insect. The genetically modified mosquitoes are bred in a lab in England and would be shipped to the Keys as eggs. The plan is to only release modified male mosquitoes to breed with local females. Male mosquitoes don't sting. The offspring would die before becoming adults, so no stinging. The testing ground for the experiment would be in Key Haven, a peninsula with 440 homes about a mile and a half up the road from Key West. Real estate agent Beth Elliott has lived in Key Haven for 6 years. She says she's researched the issue and is against the testing.
Right now, they are saying they think it's safe and they don't think it will pose a problem.
Elliott's major concern is that while the vast majority of released mosquitoes will be male, a few genetically modified females, the ones that sting, could slip through.
I don't want to be part of that human experiment.
The Mosquito Control District says this is the first time they're hoping to try this in the U.S., but it's been done in other places, like the Cayman Islands and Brazil, and it's worked there. They're hoping it'll work here, too, so that using turkey basters and spraying from airplanes won't be necessary anymore, at least when it comes to this kind of mosquito, the Aedes aegypti. For Health News Florida, I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.